Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Welcome to Time Out for Music. The European clarinet, invented in 1690 by Christoph Danner, is a wooden wind instrument. Its rich, full and powerful sound, wide tonal range, diverse dynamic and technical capacity has made it an instrument that can be used to play particularly any music, including Bulgarian folk music. Having asserted itself as a solo instrument for more than a century, the clarinet has brought change and transformation to Bulgarian folklore and has marked its development throughout the 20th century. The names of many a virtuoso pioneer have enriched tradition and gone down in history. The instrument was introduced to Bulgarian musical practice in the 19th century by professional Roma musicians. The first to have made a name for themselves with their clarinet folklore performances are also of Roma origin. Ramadan Lolov and his brother Gosho Lolov from Sliven are famed clarinet players from the 1930s-1950s period. The name of Ramadan Lolov 1904-1967 stands out, shrouded in legend and mystery. Information about his life is scarce. Even today, he is highly spoken of. He is considered the founder of the clarinet tradition in this country. In his early years, he played mostly at weddings in Thrace, southeastern Bulgaria. He performed authentic Bulgarian folk music, but also urban, Turkish and gypsy music. Later, he was to record numerous gramophone records abroad for Bulgarian record companies, and they made him a household name. He played accompaniment for singers famous in their day, Ivanka Georgieva, Atanaska Todorova, Gudi Gudev. A fine connoisseur of Bulgarian folk songs, a virtuoso player of the instrument, he seemed to be one with. There was no other so refined. He sang and his solo performances would attract listeners. He bewitched them with the magic of his clarinet, so they would become indefatigable choro dancers or humble listeners, writes Vasil Chaprazov, journalist and public figure, and rounds off the portrait of the legendary Ramadan. He would keep away from other clarinet players. He was the model they would follow without asking too many questions. He wasn't much of a talker. They followed in his footsteps. They would even copy the way he dressed, expensive, fashionable black pinstripe suits, bow tie, and always the clarinet tucked under his arm. He was not tempted by the two foremost ensembles that have gone down in the history of Sliven. His was a different kind of music. He was a wedding musician. Thank you. According to folklore expert academician Nikolai Kaufman, Ramadan Lolov is the father of the virtuoso traditions of wedding clarinet players, the scourge of the vulgar musicians of the 1930s, no less famous than Ivo Papazov is now. Professor Luzanka Pecheva describes him as the man who started a new tradition and his work as the start of the hybridization of local Bulgarian music, the age of Ramadan Lolov. Many are the clarinet players who have left their mark in traditional Bulgarian music and have asserted the clarinet as a solo instrument in wedding bands. Famous names from the first half of the 20th century include Ahmet Babakov, Radi Angelov, Zaprian Saliev. Radi Angelov played accompaniment for the then young Volkana Stoyanova, the future star of folk music. Her song Dimiter Loading a Barge is one of the few preserved at the Bulgarian National Radio Golden Fund. Other clarinet players that have gone in musical history include Todor Pichurkov, Georgi Pendov, Nikola Yankov, who have all enriched and developed instrumental traditions as band leaders and founders of the Prvomaj, Sadovo, Lenovo wedding bands. Talking of the magic of the clarinet in Bulgarian folk music, there is another name that is not to be omitted, that of Georgi Koev, 1910-1983, a vivid virtuoso from the region of Pazarjik in the Thracian folklore region. Born in Malo Konare, he developed as a musician at the hundreds of weddings in the region where he performed. And it was at these weddings that his inimitable slow melodies were born, using his clarinet to imitate all kinds of animals, the sound of the bagpipe, etc. He himself once said that he had spent hours in the cemetery listening to women crying, and then approximated what he heard. Georgi Koev was an original musician in a class of his own. His performances were admired by musicians such as composer Filip Kutev and clarinet player Petko Radev. His quaint, archaic music, combining the best of tradition, is to be found in the Bulgarian National Radio Fund, more than 30 feast, harvest and choral tunes. After self-taught talents in clarinet folklore music like him, the time came for highly educated musicians, like Petko Radev, 1933. Being heir to a Thracian folklore performer from the village of Svoboda, he has remained devoted to traditional music to this day. Petko Radev graduated the Music Academy in Sofia and went on to win prestigious competitions for instrumentalists, and they opened the door for him of La Scala in Milan, where he has been soloist for many years. but he never severed his bond with folk music and founded an orchestra. His performances set down a standard of precision and cultivation in traditional music, while at the same time preserving the rules of choro construction, folk musicians say. His performances are a model for many clarinet players. Of them closest to his style is Dimitar Paskov, 1949, from Vrbnice, Shumen district. It was Petko Radev that Ivo Papazov I Bryama, born in 1952, the star of the 1980s, emulated. His name is connected with a subsequent turbulent period when the rules of folk music in clarinet playing were broken. Ivo Papazov is indubitably a virtuoso player. He has toured the world and is holder of the BBC Award for World Music. His performances, a medley of genres, are unique with their improvisation, frenzied tempo, powerful sound, and are frequently not recognized by listeners as folk music. This has been Time Out for Music.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.